is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
With Joseph Umar, the executive director of Secure Free Society, and Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil. Gentlemen, the headline is challenging. With Brazil's President Lula da Silva and a White House delegation in attendance, the Latin American body of CELAC meets in Buenos Aires within these next hours. January 24th is the date. Latin America's leaders arrayed at the CELAC summit, Leaders Summit, standing for Community of Latin American and Caribbean States. I begin with you, Joseph, to ask, what is the mission statement of CELAC? I recall it meeting in 22 in Mexico City. How does it describe itself? Good evening to you, Joseph.
Good evening, John. Well, they describe themselves as a political forum to integrate Latin America and have greater political cooperation. I describe them as a proxy of China. Because CELAC was created back in 2010, pretty much at the year in which China was achieving was increasing its economic influence in the region. And then in 2011, it was ratified in Caracas, Venezuela, by Hugo Chavez himself. And essentially, since 2011, they've been having annual meetings, but they also have subgroup meetings, including an annual China CELAC summit. At the last annual forum of CELAC, which was in Mexico City last year, I believe it was in September, Xi Jinping, the leader of the Communist Party of China, was a special guest of honor of that meeting, and they treated him as if he was the emperor of Latin America. So I view it very much as a kind of a proxy political project of China. China's economic influence in Latin America has grown tremendously in the 21st century. They're now the major trade partner of half the region, 14 of the 33 countries in Latin America. And so this is their attempt to use a political forum to wedge out the United States. Because if you look at CELAC's membership, it's pretty much all 33 countries of Latin America, except it excludes the United States and Canada. So it divides the hemisphere. And it's meant to be a counterweight to the Organization of American States, the OAS, which was created in the 20th century to be able to push away from Soviet influence during the Cold War. So I think that that's really what CELAC is about. And they're going to have their next meeting in Buenos Aires on the 24th of this month.
The story, founded in 2011, CELAC was intended to be an alternative multilateral forum for Latin American countries. Inaugural leaders such as Venezuela's Hugo Chavez, who is now deceased, envisioned the group as a counterweight to the Washington-based OAS, as Joseph just said. Its stated goals include the fact that it includes 600 million people, according to the populations. Ernesto, your time in office as foreign minister, did you attend a CELAC meeting? What was your opinion of its conduct?
So, John, rather the other way around. I took Brazil out of CELAC, of course, with President Bolsonaro's approval. But I suggested we stay out of CELAC. We didn't, formally leave, but we stopped attending any meetings because we realized CELAC was exactly what Joseph was saying, a proxy for China, a platform for the Chinese interests in the region, and also a platform for dictators like Maduro, before that Chavez, the Cuban Castro regime, and Nicaragua, for example. And also, at my time, they were pushing against the interim government in Bolivia, which was trying to reestablish full democracy in Bolivia, the government of Jeanine Yanez. So we stepped out, and they are proving that they are meant for that. They are meant to construct a community, so to say, that is about to open the region to the influence of China and close it to the influence of the United States. And I don't think that's indifferent, because the influence of the United States is the one still, with all the problems, of a democratic country, of a democratic proposal, of free markets, and China is the opposite of all that. So CELAC is really something that will help speed Brazil and the whole region towards a totalitarian bloc. That's unfortunately so.
I want to mention that over the last several days, I was in attendance to Joseph Umar's Center for Secure Free Society meeting in Washington, D.C., an event at the Spy Museum, the Western Hemisphere Security Forum for 2023, which is a way of commenting upon, in general, what Ernesto and Joseph just said. Joseph, describe your understanding of what you learned at your meeting, what people did learn at your meeting. It was a select audience. More than 100 people were there. There were voices from all these countries. What is the general concern represented by CELAC, represented by the anxiety about China?
No, that's exactly it, John. We decided to hold this event. We used to hold it before the pandemic as an annual event, but we decided to bring it back specifically because Latin America is in trouble. The hemisphere is not whole unless Latin America continues to thrive as it once was doing in the 20th century as budding democracies and growing free markets. Now Latin America is taking sort of receding back to a period of dictatorships, a period of autocratic rule, Latin American strongmen. And they're taking the region towards a dangerous territory because in the 21st century, we have these global conflicts with Russia, with Iran, with China, what's happening in Ukraine, what's happening in the Middle East, what's happening in the South China Sea. All that is relevant to the region. And our point of having this meeting was to discuss that, discuss Latin America from a geopolitical context, discuss it from a national security perspective, and to raise the importance of Latin America to U.S. policymakers and to government officials. As you mentioned, there was more than 100 people in attendance. It's a private event, so it was by invitation only. And almost everybody that was in attendance was either a current or former government official from the United States or some of our partners in Latin America. And I think that the real challenge here, John, is that we don't have a real mechanism for non-governmental cooperation in Latin America. We oftentimes depend on bilateral agreements or multilateral forums, OAS or the UN. But what happens when Latin American countries have leaders that are antithetical to the United States or our interests? What do we do then? And my argument is that we need to create non-governmental venues that allow us to continue to cooperate with the region, even when our political leaders perhaps aren't of a certain persuasion that would be friendly to the United States. And that's what the forum is meant to do, is bring what I call friends of the free society together, all the way down from Argentina up through Canada, to bring a real hemispheric community to talk about the issues of interest.
Yes, let's go to Buenos Aires, where CELAC is gathering. Last year it was in Mexico City, and the host country, led by López Obrador, was quite eager for the attention to CELAC. Buenos Aires and Argentina are a different presumption. They're troubled by inflation. It's troubled by inflation. It's troubled by what you'd have to say is uncertain leadership, with the vice president, Kirchner, having been convicted of corruption, and the president, Fernandez, not especially vigorous or popular. So, Ernesto, I come to you to understand Argentina. Does Argentina gain by hosting CELAC, by identifying itself with outside actors like China and Russia?
So, John, yes, definitely Argentina wins with that. They win more legitimacy for Fernandez and Kirchner. They appear like leaders to the outside world when they're so embattled inside. So, and they show that they can survive possibly the next elections with a model that is totally destroying the Argentinian economy. But they created the same sort of contrast that Chavez and Maduro especially always try to create in Venezuela, which is, we are in Venezuela, they're destroying the country, 20% of the population already emigrated. But they, they appear as, the leaders of a Bolivarian bloc. Of course, we tried to isolate them a few years ago, but now they also are swimming in much calmer waters, and they also appear with much more legitimacy in the international community. So international affairs are, to a great extent, a question of perception of legitimacy. And this is adding to that perception regarding all the narco-socialist-oriented governments in the region.
There's news from Buenos Aires, Ernesto, and I wonder if you might choose to comment. It's strange news. Brazil and Argentina are set to sign an agreement to boost bilateral trade, with more Brazilian export financing backed by Argentina's international collateral. I'm unfamiliar with how the trade has between the two countries before, but Argentina's currency is greatly inflated. To my knowledge, that is not true of Brazil's currency. So is this Brazil seeking to help Argentina? Is this a boost in some fashion to Brazil?
Well, I think this is the new government in Brazil trying to help Argentina. This is probably not good for Brazilian interests. Our currency is pretty much stable, although with the economic announcements by the Lula team, the real is under pressure now. But well, what happened with the bilateral trade with Argentina between Brazil and Argentina is that the Argentinian economy is going south, it's going downwards for many years. So it's normal that a trade diminishes because their economic activity is diminishing. So it's not a question of having a different currency schemes that are is going to help bilateral trade. People don't trade more. It's not because it's denominated in dollars and then, oh, now we have a sort of a currency of reference that doesn't depend on the dollar and we're going to do more trade. No, it's a function of the downward trend of the Argentinian economy and possibly of the Brazilian economy under Lula with all the anti-business approach and et cetera. So, well, we can see that the new Brazilian authorities, they are trying to transmit a little bit of the better perception from international markets regarding Brazilian economy to transmit a little bit of that to Argentina. But I don't think this is going to work.
There is more excitement in CELAC expected. And when we come back, a man named Maduro, Joseph Umar, he is the executive director of the Center for Secure Free Society. Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister for the Republic of Brazil. This is the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor.